An introduction to dress shirts. The dress shirt is a button-up shirt with a collar and long sleeves. It is cut differently than the sports shirt, which is made to be worn open-necked and looks awkward with a tie. The dress shirt is designed to carry a jacket and tie, but can be worn without one or the other, or with neither. Various shirts with different sorts of collar and cuffs are appropriate for different ranges of attire, and many can run the gamut of formality. We do not discuss the short sleeve shirt here, as if their lack of sleeves prevents them from being worn with a jacket, a prerequisite for a dress shirt. Okay, so over the past half century, the dress shirt has gone from being an undergarment to holding a prominent place in many outfits. Yes, believe it or not, it was technically almost underwear. And to remove a jacket in front of a lady used to be considered something actually a bit offensive. Now, times have changed considerably. And one thing that we do notice is that the dress shirts come in a wider range of colors. Again, this wasn't the case because, again, it was something you wore close to your body and you kept it white. When most men's working shirts, and I would say when I say working men, I mean men that worked with their hands, they actually went with the darker colors. And the reason being is you wanted a shirt that could cover up stains. It could cover up anytime you got any type of dirt. A man that worked with his mind, meaning a man that worked at his desk, a true gentleman, as we considered one maybe 150, 200 years ago, he wore white because it showed that he did not have to soil his hands. So, in any case, whatever a shirt is worn with, it should always fit snugly without restriction of movement. And just as a shirt protects the jacket's lining from absorbing grease or sweat from the skin beneath, an undershirt should always be worn with a dress shirt. And the reason being is it's going to absorb the brunt of the perspiration, and it's going to keep the dress shirt looking fresh all day and extend its life. If the shirt is to be worn open-necked, a crew-neck t-shirt will peek out from below the throat. And that's why I love and I recommend V-necks. You guys know I love rib tee. Check them out. And hopefully you're on my email list because I put out at least once a year an awesome coupon for rib tee. But okay, back to this. Some men prefer to feel the dress shirt's finer fabric against their skin. And I understand that if that's your reason. But consider an undershirt, especially if you have a lot of chest hair or if you perspire. And if you get hot, then really you want to find the right type of undershirt, one that fits you well and doesn't create hot spots. And what I mean by hot spots, where it fits you a little bit tight. So avoid the cheap ones. Try at least one time going up for something a little bit more expensive that will adjust and fit your body better. The first thing that jumps out about a shirt is its color and pattern, closely followed by its fabric type. Although the vast majority of men's shirts are solid white or blue, a man with an understanding of his complexion and what complements it opens himself up to a wider range of colors and designs. Golds, lavenders, pinks, and an endless variety of striped and checked patterns are available for the taking. The skillful pairing of the right shirt with a conservative suit can turn an ordinary outfit into an extraordinary one. As to the fabric type, this depends mostly on your personal preference and needs. Pure Sea Island cotton represents the higher end and more expensive fibers, while a Pima cotton and man-made fiber blends will appeal to the individual on a more modest budget. Now, I do want to insert a point here. There is Super Pima, and I would have to say that's on the same level as Egyptian cotton, which kind of falls in the middle. And many people will even argue that Sea Island technically doesn't exist anymore because it came off the Sea Islands of Georgia, and that's not where they grow it anymore. In any case, guys, look for these. They still use those terms, and what they specifically mean is the length of the fiber of the cotton, the cleanliness of it, and at the end of the day, you're usually going to get a finer weave and a better quality shirting. Next, let's talk about shirt styles. So there are many key elements to a dress shirt style. The collar, the cuffs, the yoke, the shirt's back, the front button style, the choice of buttons, pockets, and the choice of a monogram. They all have something to say about the shirt and the man who wears it. A button-down collar, left breast pocket, and single button cuffs signal leisure, while a turned-down collar, no breast pocket, and French cuffs signals formality. The beauty of a custom shirt is you can design anything, but don't let that hold you back. There's a lot of great off-the-rack manufacturers. The key is finding somebody who makes a shirt style that suits you and your personal needs. So a bit of advice for beginners. If you're building your dress shirt collection, seek versatility in your clothing. I talk about it in the interchangeable wardrobe, but really go for the simple classics. You need to own a staple of whites and light colored blues. And the reason being is they're going to complement the most number of body types and complexions. And when you think about a human being affinity for certain colors, white and light blue, they just signal cleanliness. And that's something you want. But once you have your base built, then you can start to branch out and you can start looking at all the other stripes, fancy stripes, semi-solids, and check patterns. All right, this is the end of the introduction to the dress shirt.